As you would have heard, if you're visiting this morning, you've come on a wonderful Sunday. And if you're a part of the family here, likewise, because this is a moment, it's become a bit of a tradition over the last few years, that we chisel out a particular Sunday as the year draws to a close to give thanks to the Lord, to remember intentionally His grace and His goodness, to reflect a little bit on some of the wonderful testimonies that we've seen during the year. And so I want to do a couple of things. I want to quickly sort of frame that, and then we have a 17-minute video to watch, which I know is a little bit longer than normal, but as is always the case, it was a struggle to sort of condense all the testimonies into one video and not have us sitting here until next week. So let me pray for us, and then we'll set it up. We'll watch the video together, and then if you need any more incentive this morning, we do have an opportunity for fellowship. Cafes open. There's a gelato bar. We have face painting for the kids, barbecue, hot chips, sausages. The whole works. We're celebrating in many ways and means the goodness of God in our midst this morning. But let me pray, and then we'll launch into it. So Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this year. Thank you for your faithfulness in and out of season. Thank you for your goodness that we see in big ways, in demonstrable ways, and that we know is at work even when we can't see the obvious and visible, tangible signs of it. And so, Lord, I pray that this would be a moment this morning for us as your people, but for anyone visiting as well, just to remember and to give thanks that you are a faithful God, that you are at work, that you're accomplishing your purposes and plans. And I thank you, Lord, as we remember that, that we can re-anchor our hearts into your faithfulness, into your goodness, into your mercy and your kindness and grace that you extend towards us. So we just commit this time to you, Lord. We pray that in and through everything, would your name be magnified. That's why we're here. And as we behold you, that we would become more like you and that we'd be beacons of light proclaiming your gospel to this city and the world around us. We pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Well, if you've got your Bibles, grab them out. We must read a scripture just to make sure it's legal. But I have just one verse. For those who've been around, you'll know we've been working our way through the Old Testament, aiming to get there by Christmas, Lord willing. And so there's these themes that have been running around in my heart and mind all year as we've gone through these wonderful portions of scripture, proclaiming, examining, exalting in God's gracious goodness to his people, that we see from the beginning of human history, and we will see until he returns again. But Psalm 105, verse 5, it says this: remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. Now, probably we're a little more comfortable with the first half of that verse, aren't we? The wonders and the miracles. Who likes wonders and miracles? Come on. Who likes the judgments of the Lord? That's a little more squishy, isn't it? But I would suggest both of these are equally important. Both of these are proclamations of God's faithfulness, that he is who he said he is, and that he has done and will do all that he says he would do. So we celebrate the wonders. We celebrate the miracles, the obvious evidence of his hand at work. But also we give thanks for his discipline, that he's a God who does not leave us to our own devices. He leads, he guides, he chastises, he rebukes. And he causes us to be a people who walk in his ways for his name's sake. Now, the verb remember is a fascinating word. This is far from the only reference in the Old Testament. And we've kind of picked up on some of these as we've gone through the series. But this Hebrew word actually occurs over 230 times in the Old Testament. And in Scripture, here's the picture. Remembering is not just about mental recall. We think of, well, I remembered where I lost my keys. Anyone been in that boat? Not just me. Thank you. A few friends. Remembering is not just about bringing something to mind. It's not mental recall. It's about covenantal faithfulness and response. So a large chunk of these mentions in the Bible, it actually talks about God remembering. And so in those passages, it's not indicating that God has forgotten, that God's wondering, where did I leave Abraham? What happened to him? It's not mental recall, but it is covenantal faithfulness. It's a verb that denotes a response from God. He's calling to mind. He's remembering Noah. He's remembering Abraham. He's remembering his covenant promises in order to act in a certain and specific way. Now, at the same time, not only does Scripture proclaim that God remembers, but we are invited to remember in many of these passages, and not just in the Old Testament, but as we gather around the Lord's table. That was Jesus' instruction. He says, do this in remembrance. As you do this, remember the reality of who I am, that I am a faithful God, that I've come in flesh to covenant with my people. So we remember, and as we remember, we respond in gratitude, in obedience, and in renewed trust. And I would suggest that this notion of remembrance becomes one of the Bible's most powerful imperatives for living faithfully in the present by recalling God's past goodness. And so it's my prayer that as we gather together, and as I said, we're going to watch some testimonies, we're going to share some stories together. But this would not just be a remembrance in terms of mentally recalling, but this would be in our hearts recalibrating to His goodness and His covenantal faithfulness. And so I would ask each one of us, is there something in here this morning that the Lord wants to encourage our hearts in? Does He want to steady us afresh in His steadfast love that's faithful? Does He want to re-anchor us in His gracious mercy that He extends in season and out of season? Does He want to call us afresh today into trust and devotion and awe? We're not just praying, Lord, remind us of what You've done, but reveal to us what You're doing in our hearts, in our lives, in our midst, in our city now. And as I said, we'll watch this video, but it's impossible to fully capture all that we've done as a church or that we've seen the Lord do in us and through us. So let me just give you very quickly a couple of things that I am thankful for this year. I'm thankful for our times gathered as His people. I am. In season, out of season, and every year has some highs and lows, but intentionally, as Hebrews 10:25, it commands us, not neglecting this. This is precious. This is special, and even more so, the writer to Hebrews says, as we see the day drawing near. As His return gets closer, as things get crazier, that should be an even greater impetus for us. We need this. This is precious. This is special. To come to a place where, as the saints of God, we exalt the name of Jesus, where His presence is welcomed, where the gospel's preached, where the lost are welcomed, where weary are restored, and we gather to be formed by Him through His Scripture and the public proclamation of His Word. I'm thankful for the people. We've seen dozens of people this year baptized, and you'll see some of their testimonies. I won't steal their thunder in the video. I'm thankful for the moments that we've gathered to be equipped, to be encouraged and exhorted in our call to pursue Jesus and walk out His calling upon our lives personally and as a church. I'm thankful for moments of being able to extend and practically love the community around us. We do a free meal each week. We welcome people in. The first half of this year, we had the biggest numbers that we've had. We were wondering if we could fit people in. And then we have, as often is the case, due to cost of living pressures, a lot of people have kind of moved on. There's still a great crowd that comes along. They come, they get fed. We have the Orange Sky who come and do washing. I had a phone call this past week from a group. They're called Side Street Medics, who want to bring a mobile GP van and be a part of our meal. They're exploring that next week to see if we can come and offer some practical medical care as a part of that particular ministry. The food bank that we've got out there is a wonderful blessing. It's more often empty than it is full, despite our efforts to fill the freezer. There's a demand, but it's just a privilege to be able to give away to those in need around us. And lastly, but not least, I've been thankful for this building here that has one of our calls and our senses from the Lord is that we would be a church that's a lighthouse in the region. And so we have the privilege of partnering with so many different people who use our building. The Lord blessed us and opened the door for us 5 years ago. November 5 years ago was our first service. 5 years we've been in here, and literally dozens and dozens of different organizations have been able to come and use this for gospel purposes. We have the Messianic Church, the Burmese Church Community, Sudanese Community that all meet every week. We have Hope Church. We've had YWAM conferences, worship nights, one-off events. We have One Way FM that's upstairs, Canberra's radio station, broadcasting the gospel into the region. And all of that, we always had this sense. This has been our mission and our mandate. If we can do anything to partner with other groups in our city for free, for zero cost, to promote the gospel, we will do that. And so One Way FM, they just changed managers recently, and Alex came down and he's like, I just want to clarify this. So there's no charge. I said, no, we are partnering with you in the gospel. That's our mission. That's our mandate. He's like, there's no strings attached. I said, no, there's no strings attached. He's like, I cannot get my head around this. This is what an incredible blessing that you give to us to be able to fulfill the call that is on our lives. We had the Bike for Bibles group. They came recently and raised money for Bibles in Mozambique. We hosted them for a week. They raised $40,000, by the way, which is great. Yeah. We've supported mission works in Mozambique for over 20 years. So that just was a God coincidence that they were raising money for that purpose. But they wrote us this lovely letter just saying, thank you for your hospitality. We travel all over Australia doing this and we've never had hospitality like we've had here, partnering together for the cause of the gospel. And that's the whole point. This is not about Vision Church. This is not about a building. This is not about programs. This is about us gathering. This is about us giving. This is about us, with every breath that we have, making much of Him, making much of Jesus. Our heart's desire and our delight is that people would see the beauty of who He is, that His name would be revered and worshipped, that His mercy would be made known, that His gospel would be proclaimed, and that we would, as long as we're here, have that beating heart to see His kingdom come and His will be done in big and small ways. That's why we're here, for Him. We give Him the glory. We exist to know Him and to make Him known. Amen.